Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Rowe. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, tu casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome in. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show, 7:12 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is brought to you by Ace Hardware and by Perma-Sealed Basement Systems. Oh, and by Dykstra Home Services. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. When you call in today and you say good morning to Lindsay, she's not there. Say good morning to Cassara, who is filling in this morning. Cassara, who is doing her first show producing this morning, so we're going to be gentle on her. Domati, Sam Panionovich there. Good morning to both of you.
Hola.
How we doing?
Good morning. Cassara, that is a wonderful name, by the way.
She just graduated, too, from college, Lou. She just graduated.
Way.
Yeah.
Wait, where'd you graduate from? Cassara, you got your mic on?
Yes, I do. I graduated from Columbia College, Chicago.
All right, so here's the thing, Domati. First thing I said to her, you know me, I love the interesting names.
Yeah.
Now, for those not paying attention, Domati, when we first met you a few weeks ago now, Domati, tell me the name of Domati. What does that mean?
Yeah, Domati means the pillar or backbone of the family.
The pillar or backbone. And Cassara, first thing I said to her, go, that's a beautiful name. What does that mean? That's when you talk, Cassara.
I got you. The C-A shows that I'm like related to my mom because her name is Cassandra. And then the Ser, S-E-R in Spanish, means to be.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
Isn't that cool? I love that. And then you got Sam. What does that mean?
I don't know.
See yeah, that's right. The simple
Lou.
Part, but the Panionovich,
Lou,
that's the
nothing.
Sexy part.
Well, the Panionovich is the sexy part.
Yeah.
You're right. That's right. Panionovich. Who, I mean, A, nobody can spell it. A, that'd be, and B, nobody can really pronounce it until you get to know him.
It's true. It's a fact.
Right, Sam? Your whole life.
It says Sam is Hebrew for sun child.
Well, there you go.
I didn't even know that until now.
There you go.
Let's
Panionovich is Serbian for Manfredini.
Now that we got that all taken care of, I love it. All right, good, good. Well, nice to have you all aboard. I'm actually in a remote location this morning. I'm with the Witness Protection Plan. I'm on vacation this week up in Wisconsin with my family, which is great. Looking forward to it. As I mentioned with Mike, we're having a nice little get-together today for the 4th, and so it should be a lot of fun. But I wanted to be with you this morning. Lindsay's taking the weekend off. She's on a concert bender. She is, I think, tonight going to her third concert. She went to Tom Petty Thursday night. Let's see, none of you are, Cassara, I'm assuming you're a single woman, the fact that you just graduated from college.
Yes, that is very accurate.
So I'm the only married man here. And, you know, when you have the children, they are wonderful. They're lovely. Mine are older now, but it's a good time every now and then for couples to get reconnected. So Lindsay and her handsome husband are having a nice staycation in Chicago, going to all these concerts and having lots of fun. And I think they went to Tom Petty the other night, the Grateful Dead, which would be the last concert you'd ever see me at. But they went, whatever they call it, Back from the Dead. What are they calling that concert?
It's Sammy? Dead and Company, and John Mayer was playing the role of Jerry Garcia.
Back from the Dead. That's what they should have called it.
Back from the Dead is probably a better idea. Dead and Company sounds like a jeans outlet, doesn't it?
Exactly, right, exactly. Some place you could buy really expensive jeans. So they were doing that. And then I think tonight they're going to Zac Brown. So I think that she is just, you know, going hog wild and having fun. So good for them. So say hi to Cassara when you call in, 312-981-7200. We've got a bunch coming up today. Our Noodaloo 2 is an interesting cooler that keeps stuff nice and cold. You don't need any ice. I'll explain later. And then we're going to talk about ventless heating and cooling systems coming up a little bit later on. If you have spots in your home that you just can't quite get comfortable, this may be an interesting topic for you because, well, it's an interesting you've heard me talk about these ductless, splitless systems, and we're going to talk to somebody from Fujitsu, who is a manufacturer of these products, to find out what they offer and how it can help you out. But let's get to your phone calls at 312-981-7200. Bob is on the line. He's in Midlothian. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Happy 4th of July weekend.
You too, and I enjoyed a very, very nice show of yours that you had in Midlothian at Bartolini's restaurant a few months ago.
Oh, my gosh. I love the Bartolini's place. It's great.
It is. Anyway, I'm calling. I'm having my asphalt seal coated, and I had a bid for Gilsonite coating.
Right.
And it's three times as much as the regular coating.
Right.
And I wonder if you know about it and if it's worth $300 instead of $100.
I know of it. Gilsonite is, it's been around a long time. They use it, it's a product also used in pools as well.
Okay.
Like an in-ground pool, they'll do a coating of that, of the Gilsonite. It's a little bit thicker. It's a little bit stickier. Here's my only thing, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
If you lived in Arizona or even Tennessee or Kentucky or someplace like that, where we didn't get the kind of weather extremes that we get here, there's too much expansion and contraction, in my opinion, to spend the money on something like that. That it's going to look nice. It's going to be more durable. That is for sure. But it isn't like you're going to have this magic thing where they're going to, I mean, are they giving you any kind of extra guarantee?
No.
And how, what do you, how old is this driveway and how long have you been sealing it?
I think the driveway is about 4 years old. 3 years
sealed,
ago, we.
You sealed it for the first time?
Right.
And how does it look?
It's not broken up or anything. It's just
white. Okay. So the structure of itself, like it's nice and flat and put together?
Yes. And I should mention that I did do the Gilsonite the first time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't know if it was worth doing it again.
And are you happy with it?
Well, no, not necessarily.
What part of it are you not happy with?
The extra $200.
Okay. Well, all right. So here's the thing. If you got 3 years out of, you would not get 3 years out of regular asphalt coating.
Good point. Good point.
Okay. So if you have gotten 3 years of performance out of this and you don't see a lot of peeling or lifting or whatever, quite honestly, when you get, I do a show in New York before I do this show, and I was talking with someone about, they wanted to do their own coating on the driveway. And and the thing is this, when you get these guys coming by in a truck and they have the stuff, you know, big giant, you know, whatever, huge barrel in the back of their truck, the quality of that stuff is not as good as the stuff you could buy and do yourself. That's the truth. But it's cheap. They come by and they say, hey, $140, I'll do it, you know, get done. They get done, they pull away, it looks fantastic. And you know what? You get 1 year out of it, maybe. If you get 300, if you get 3 years out of the Gilsonite and you've already done it, then go buy it again.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it, sir.
Bob, I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 7:20 in the morning. You're listening to Lou Manfredini on 7:20 WGN. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. I've been
driving on that. Watch Navy Pier's Independence Day display live as fireworks light up Chicago's lakefront. Chicago's Summer Blast, a WGN TV special, July 4th at 9:30. 7:25 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Lee, who is in Deerfield. Hey, Lee, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a question. We had a faux balcony taken down in front of our house that is brick, and they used tar like you would have on a roof to seal it. And when they took the balcony down, there are still remnants of the tar on the brick. And I want to know if you have any ideas. We're putting a door surround made out of an engineered product, Phaiton, around it. But it's not going to quite cover up all the tar. Any thoughts?
Who's going to do this work, Lee?
My contractor, who is mainly a siding guy, but he's not a brick guy.
Okay. All right. There's a brand new product that I want you to try. And are you handy at all, Lee?
I'm not, but my father is, so I'm going to utilize him.
Awesome. I want you to go to Mutual Ace. You know where Mutual is down in 22 over there in 41?
Yep.
All right. They should have a product called Superzilla. Okay? Superzilla is a bio... It's this new type of lubricant. Like we need another WD-40 in our lives, like we need a hole in our head. But this particular product has a bunch of different capabilities that the other stuff doesn't have. And removing tar is one of them. So here's what I want you to try. Have your father spray this area where the tar is. I want you to get a good scraping knife, like a good scraper, a 3-inch wide scraping putty knife, and a wire brush. And if the old man's going to go up there on a ladder, make sure he's got some glasses too, because stuff's going to fly. Spray this Superzilla over the tar. Let it sit there for a little bit. And spray it again so it starts to break it apart. Then try and scrape away what you can. And then once you get the heavier material off of there, I want you to then use the wire brush to finish it off. And then your siding guy, if he can, when you do this surround, you know, a lot of times what you'll end up doing in a situation like this is you'll just increase the trim a little bit to cover up all the mistakes, meaning that the tar or whatever. But I think if you use this product, you're going to get it, and it's going to work.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, and go blue.
Go blue. I like that. Attaboy. Absolutely. All right, it's 7:28 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and come back right after these.
This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here, because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement.
With Lou Manfredini.
But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
On Chicago's very own.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
720 WGN.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show, 7:37 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. I'm not a huge fireworks guy, never have been. When I was in the 5th grade, there was a kid that blew off his thumb with an M80, and so that freaked me out. And I never wanted anything to do with them. If you're into it, God bless you. Go for it, but please be careful. Have a fire extinguisher and a garden hose and a 5-gallon bucket of water around when you're done with blowing off whatever the heck you're blowing off of. Throw them in the bucket just to make sure that they're dead. And just, you know, be smart. Be really smart. 312-981-7200. Domati, you still sitting there? I know I can't see you. And Sam?
It is so different not being able to look you in the face, Lou.
I know.
And see that great hair. We miss the hair.
I know. I know. I know. I'll show you when I come back.
Okay.
Hey, I have a. Were either one of you into fireworks when you were little kids?
Oh yeah.
Really?
I wasn't really allowed. So every time I could get one small little firecracker, I felt like I was really being a rebel.
So at the Panionovich house, it was like guns a blazing.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, that's a little intense. But we had fireworks a couple times, but the parents always did them there. But when we were kids, we would always go to, you know, you always have that friend who has the parents that don't care.
Right.
And we would do it in the back and throw them in the garbage can or throw them in a cardboard box and then kaboom.
Not my thing. It's never
been my thing. The closest
thing
I could really get, Lou, you know those little poppers, you throw them and they like
they hit the ground.
They hit the ground. That was all. That was it for me. That was the big bang.
Yeah.
That's all
that's
I could
fine
do
for me. I like fireworks. Like I like going to the, you know, we always do a big thing, even though I'm out of town right now, but we'll come back. We've been going to, Will Matt has this great 4th of July fireworks display. I love doing that. Like going to see the fireworks. I think it's so cool. But that I leave that to the professionals. That's just me. Now, I realize you can go buy this stuff like there's no tomorrow over in Indiana and Wisconsin, but it's just not my thing.
Yeah, David Kaplan sells them, right? No, Crazy Kaplan. My bad.
Great. That's why Kaplan left WGN. He started his own fireworks company, Crazy Kaplan. Right. All right.
Lewin
312.
No,
go ahead.
When is it too early, though, to start the fireworks craziness? Because I heard them going off last night, and I think they started as early as Wednesday. When is it too soon?
Let me tell you something. We have two dogs, and Enzo the Wonder Dog, the Labradoodle, who's like a person in a suit, I need to get him like Xanax or something because he's out of his mind. He can't stand the fireworks. I know a lot of dogs react that way. And then the other little dog we have, Flo, she could care less about the fireworks, although when it rains, literally just rains, she's crazy over the rain.
Yeah.
So I got two psycho dogs. I, like, need to put both these dogs in therapy. Anybody with a dog knows it's a problem. It is too early, and then it'll go on forever. Now, you know, the 4th of July starts. It'll go on all summer long.
Yeah, I can't take it.
Oh, well. Oh, well. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to St. Petersburg, Florida, where Carolyn is calling in this morning. Carolyn, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou, a loyal listener and a periodic caller. How are you? And happy
I'm great. Fourth. How's Florida today?
It's beautiful today. It is actually nice and sunny, no rain.
Nice. How can I help you?
The bathroom sink, it was renovated in this condo. It's really pretty, but it doesn't have, like, I'm going to call it an air hole, like when you stand up to the sink.
It doesn't have an overflow. It doesn't have an overflow.
Thank you. So my question is that causing it to drain extremely slowly, or should I have the plumbing checked? Because it's a sink that we use a lot.
Yeah.
So it's annoying because then it, you know, it just...
The overflow in a sink does help the sink to drain more quickly because the way that it's piped, it kind of comes in at the drain level and it introduces more air. So yes, it is common that sinks without an overflow take a little bit longer to drain. Now, when you say it's slow to drain, in other words, if you're brushing your teeth and you just have the water running, it fills up?
Yes.
Okay.
But I always turn the water off because it is so slow, plus just to conserve water.
Sure.
Other sink that they put in does have the overflow, and it is just terrific. It works
just
great.
Fine.
So that's why I'm thinking it's just the design of the sink.
Correct. Now, you can, just to test it, if you want to, just to make sure that it's not anything. You said the bathroom's been remodeled, but the home is a little bit older?
Yes, it's a condo that was built in 73.
Okay. So here's what you can try. That sink that doesn't have the overflow, you know, the pop-up, the thing that you use to, you can, if you remove that, now the way you have to do this is you go underneath it, there's a little thumb screw that has a lever on it that holds that pop-up in place.
Okay. I know what you mean. Yeah.
You unscrew that, you pull the rod out, you pull the pop-up up, you put the rod back in and you screw it down. Then there is a drain cleaner that I really like called InstaFlow. Okay.
Oh.
And it InstaFlow, and you can get it in Florida. It's made in Texas, but you'll find it at your local Ace. And InstaFlow is, it looks like a giant, vitamin, bottle. And it has chips in it, these little gray chips. And over the top of the drain, what I want you to do is boil some water in a pot. Well, you know, whatever, like you're boiling, you're going to do a dozen eggs, not even a dozen eggs, but then you're going to pour the chips over the drain. You're going to make a little pile of the chips right on top of the drain. Then you're going to take the boiling water and you're going to slowly pour it over the top of that until it dissolves. And then once it dissolves and goes down the drain, you're going to stop. And you're going to let it sit there and percolate in the drain for about a minute to 90 seconds and then run the water through. That is going to take care of any hair or gunk or whatever may be there, and dissolve it so that if it's still slow, it's not because of a clogged drain. It's because you don't have an overflow on that sink.
Okay. Well, but that's easy.
If it speeds up, then you just solve the problem like that.
Right, right. And it's a pretty sink, but it just doesn't have the overflow.
Right.
One other quick question.
Sure.
You probably mentioned it before. Is there a pellet or something to shake out in the garden patio area for mosquitoes?
Yes. Bonide makes this mosquito shake that you can buy in a bottle that I absolutely love. It's all natural, and you can shake it in the garden. You can shake it in the grass, wherever you want. It lasts up to 2 weeks, and it really does work. It's called Mosquito Beater.
Beautiful.
And you can find that at your Ace as well. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. I'm going to have Cassara get your information, and we're going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip. And those t-shirts are made by Rags of Honor, putting veterans back to work. So hang on 1 second. Cassara is going to put you on hold, and we'll get your information. It's 7:44 in the morning. When we come back, it's our Noodaloo 2. It's a cooler that doesn't need any ice. We'll be back right after this. This time of year, you're going to have parties, you're going to be traveling, you're going to bring the, are you going to make the cake that looks like an American flag, you know, for the 4th of July, you got to keep it cool, then you're thinking about the ice and all this other kind of stuff. Wait, this Noodaloo 2 might be able to solve your problem. Take a listen. I'm out in the
cold. Purchasing, changing, and draining ice are inconvenient and now no longer necessary, thanks to this week's Noodaloo 2, Dometic's CFX line. Although it looks like a standard cooler, the CFX is a powerful refrigerator and freezer that keeps food and drinks colder than a fridge at home, even in unbearable temperatures, while offering convenience and control. I mean, it is 2017. We shouldn't really have to deal with ice or soggy, lukewarm food anymore, right? So CFX takes care of those problems entirely. Aside from the obvious, eliminating the need for ice to keep food cold when on the go, other features include different power options, multiple sizes, dual zone options, so one for a fridge, one for a freezer. The thermostat retains the preset temperature you choose. It's got a heavy-duty design, USB ports to charge those small devices, and of course, it's wired smart and can tell you if the temperature is over the desired level. Oh, and it also gives back rubs. Kidding, but hey, it wouldn't surprise me. The costs vary depending on what size you get, but the one we tested was the CFX 35, which runs for $549. So, a good investment, but hey, if you're in the market for a good cooler, this is the one to check out. You can find out more at Dometic.com. I will put a link up on Lou's Facebook page, so be sure and hop over there and like him if you don't already. That's this week's Noodaloo 2.
Okay, now, you know I love the Noodaloo 2s, and I love to show you the products that I think are going to be a lot of fun. And the idea that this thing is, you know, kind of a cool product, you don't need any ice, it's great. It's expensive. $500. I can go to Apt and I can buy a fridge for my house for $500. Now I can't put it in the back of my Buick, but the two things I'll say about this, it's cool looking, and I mean it looks like a cooler. You plug it in, it works great. They need to change the name. Like they need to call it the cooler with no ice, not the CFX or whatever it is. That doesn't mean anything to anybody. So for the marketing people, I want you to do that. And we got to get the price point down. But if you're into gadgets and gear, and you know, if you're someone, you know where this really works is if you're someone that does a lot of camping or traveling and stuff like that, it's a go-to thing. Very durable, stand up to the beatings and what, and you never have to use some ice. But you got to be someone that uses this a lot to justify the cost. But it's cool. It's a neat idea, and I like the fact that it's wired and you can plug your devices in. That's all cool. So we'll put the information up on my Facebook page as well as WGNradio.com if you'd like to learn more about this product. All right, how about some quick phone calls before we have to take another break? We were talking to Carolyn. Marcy, let's talk to Marcy, who's in Chicago. Marcy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a serious problem, and I don't know what to do about it, so I'm hoping you can give me some answers.
I'll give it my best shot.
Okay. My daughter keeps getting sick because our basement has a horrible smell in it. And what happened was a few years ago, maybe 10, we were having leakage in the walls, and we hired this company to put something on. They made holes around the perimeter of the house and put a chemical down there to stop the leak of water coming in.
Then from the outside?
From the outside. And then they came inside, and they put this, like, epoxy on parts of, not all the walls, but some of the walls, because it's a totally unfinished basement. And now, when it gets real warm, there's a horrible smell coming out of it, like burning rubber. Can that be removed, or can it be covered up with another epoxy, or what?
Okay, when you're in your basement, wait, this is your daughter's basement?
No, it's our basement, but when she goes down there, she gets she doesn't do too well in it.
Okay, and it's unfinished?
Yes.
And you see the holes, or you don't see the holes?
No, you don't see the holes anymore because they're filled with the stuff they put on it.
Wow. So when it gets warm and the ground temperature goes...
When it gets hot.
When it gets hot.
Mm-hmm. There's a terrible odor that emits from this stuff they put on the walls.
We think. See, what I don't understand is, okay, like today, you're home right now?
Mm-hmm.
Does it smell?
I didn't go down there.
All right. But you smell this as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go down to the basement and you can smell it. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you.
It gives you a headache.
Okay, but like this week, you've been down to the basement, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's been warm.
Yes.
And it smells.
Oh, yes.
But now if it's 60 degrees, you don't smell it?
No. When it gets cold, you don't smell it.
Cool. Not even cold, but cool. Nothing in the winter, in the early spring, and in the fall, nothing.
Right.
Do you have a sump pump?
Yes.
Do you have drain tile in there?
I don't know. Probably. Oh, yeah. We put something around the perimeter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet that smell's coming from there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, can you go downstairs? Not now, but when you go downstairs, literally, if you put your nose against the wall, you smell it?
Yeah, definitely.
Huh. You have central heat and air?
No.
You have a hot water baseboard.
Right. Well, I have radiators.
Radiators and no central air.
No.
And it's a concrete foundation.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I just don't know who to call.
Yeah. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call PermaSeal.
Okay.
Because I want them to come and evaluate what's going on in your basement to find out if, in fact, it could be something like this. They can come out and figure out if, in fact, there's some kind of reaction, perhaps. They're not an environmental company, but they spend a lot of time in the basement. And they may be able to suggest some kind of... They do have the system called SaniDry. Might be an additional system that you need. Nothing can be removed other than if we dig up the basement on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
They might be able to evaluate what's going on. Do you have a pencil or a pen?
Yes.
800-421-SEAL, S-E-A-L.
Okay.
Call them. Tell them you talked to me. Have them come out and take a look at this thing. Tell them what's going on, and they should be able to point you in the right direction if they can't help you directly.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
All right. Let me know what... Do me a favor. Stay in contact with us, and once you talk to them and stuff, call me back and let me know what happens, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Sure.
All right. Appreciate your calling, Marcy. 7:56 in the morning. You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
You're listening to
Lou Manfredini.
Hi, Lou.
Don't we like to sing that song?
I think you're okay.
Lou Manfredini.
Lou Manfredini.
Okay.
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
This is a little brass stripping brush.
Okay. Yeah.
If you need a little bit more aggressive.
I like all the copper choir boy.
Choir boy. Chore boy.
Chore boy. Whatever.
Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
8:10 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us for part of your weekend this morning. Happy 4th of July weekend. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, Rogers Roofing, and by Fox Home Center. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Gail has been hanging on in Hoffman Estates. Hey, Gail, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I have a couple of deck questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in the process now of cleaning it, scrubbing it with something that contains sodium percarbonate.
Yep.
And I have
which is a secret ingredient in everything.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my gosh. It's in so many things.
Oh, okay. But my neighbor is telling me that after I rinse it, he said you have to add or you should add a borad spray to it and then let that dry and then you stain it. And to the stain, he said you add urethane. I've never heard of this. What's your opinion?
Wow, he's got a whole big opinion about all this stuff.
He does. I wish you would do this for me.
Right. At this point, said, you know, Jim, why don't you come on over here? And okay, couple things. So you're using a deck cleaner.
Right.
Right? Like, can you tell me the brand?
Yeah, it's Deck Bright from Woolman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's a fine product. Here's the trick. You got to do the cleaning. How big of a deck are we talking about, Gail?
It's 16 by 20, and I'm scrubbing it by hand.
Wow, you're getting your workout. You're going to have your,
I am.
You know, you're going to, your arms and shoulders are going to look fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Eventually, okay. Right?
So you're going to scrub away. You're going to scrub away. It's going to look great. I mean, certainly a deck that size, I will tell you that if you rented a pressure washer, it would make your life so much easier. But that being said, get it all scrubbed. Get it all rinsed. The trick before you do any staining is sanding the deck.
Oh, sanding it.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. So this is a couple ways to do this. You can get a sanding pad on that same brush on the pole that you're using. Problem is, what happens to wood over time is it sits in the sun and it starts to atrophy a little bit, and you get this thing called glaze over the top. It's almost like it gets this hard protective shell. It's not, but that's what it's sort of like. And the issue is, if you don't do the sanding and you don't open up the fibers of that wood, when you put the stain on there, it will go in, but then you'll get peeling, and people are like, oh my gosh, I did all this work and nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the sanding is really the most critical element next to cleaning. I mean, they have to happen together. Now, this added chemical that the gentleman is speaking of, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not going to help you make that stain stick any better. Okay? So the sanding has to happen. Now, one of my favorite stains to use is a rosewood oil-based stain called Penifin. Okay? Now, this Penifin product, you brush on, okay? And you brush it on, and then you do like a section, and then you take a rag and you wipe it off as if you're staining a table or something like that.
Okay.
But it's so good.
Okay.
Where do you live, Gail?
In Hoffman Estates, and the deck is like 12 years without any work to it, so the boards were in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, you know, when you do, and that's a semi-transparent deck stain. Now, if you did something like a solid-colored stain over the top, like a paint, you know, that's going to help fill in some of the checks and cracks and whatever, but the thing is, you're going to put this stain down, and what's going to happen is in about 2 years, you're going to be like, wow, I got to stain this again. But then all you're going to do is lightly sand the deck and hit it again, and then you're not going to have to do it for another 5 years. Because it's that second application after it weathers a little bit that really digs in.
Okay.
Capiche?
So if I did that, yes, but if I did the staining, like, say, now in September, and then I wait a season, and then next year do
Wait a minute, wait. You're doing all this scrubbing right now?
Yeah.
Well, when you get it all scrubbed and sanded, I want you to stain it now. I don't want you to wait till September.
Okay.
So if it were me, you're doing all this work. Do the cleaning, do the sanding, do the staining. Next year, September, little sanding, hit it again.
What kind of sanding pad? Where do I get that? I mean, just a sanding pad?
The hardware store. Yeah.
Okay.
You can rent a piece of equipment to do it, but a little sanding pad to get in between. What I'm really concerned with is the flat part of the deck. You know, the part you're going to walk on. You get a sanding block that you can put up on a pole that'll be literally just as wide as the deck board. And you're going to go back and forth, back and forth. I don't need it to be like you're finishing a piece of furniture. I just need you to open up the grain. That's it.
So this sodium percarbonate doesn't open up the grain?
No.
When I'm scrubbing, it doesn't?
No.
Okay.
No, it cleans it.
Yeah.
It does a good job of cleaning. This is the, okay. I'm telling you, Gail, this is the step that nobody does. And this is the reason they call back and say, I use that product you told me about. Or they call the manufacturer and they complain about how it didn't work because they didn't do this. I'm telling you.
You're right, because nobody talks about that. You're right.
No. I'm not making this stuff up, Gail.
Wait till I tell my neighbor. He didn't know that either, I'll bet.
Well, you know, I'm sure he has an opinion. I'm sure he's a fine man.
Yes, he is.
Gail, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. All right, let's take one more call, though, before we take a break. I know Sue's been hanging on in Deerfield. Hey, Sue, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So here's what I've got. I have, my daughter put masking tape to tape out what her a full bed would look like in her room. Then we decided against the full bed, took off the masking tape. Well, maybe we should have had the full bed in there because we've got a permanent full bed looking with masking tape on the carpet. So it's that sticky stuff that we can't seem to get off.
Have you tried Goo Gone?
I didn't know I could use that on a carpet, though.
You can. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
You can. Yeah. Test it in a spot. What color is the carpet?
It's like a tannish.
Oh, okay. So test it in a spot, but you should be able to take it right off, no problem. What I would do with it is put it on a rag and then wipe it on the carpet. But test it in a spot like, you know, under the bed that's going to fit, and you should be able to get it off.
Okay. Do I have time for one other quick question?
Sure.
Okay. I've seen these Adirondack chairs made of recycled plastic bottles. You may have talked about them before.
I do, and I love them.
Okay. Will they ever fade?
Okay, two things. You're in Deerfield. So the people that I've talked about is the folks up at By the Yard that are up in Vernon Hills. They have a showroom not too far from you.
Okay.
They don't fade. Now, the thing with the By the Yard thing, I'll tell you this. The ones you're talking about in Indiana, they offer bright colors. They offer like tangerine and blue and red and that kind of stuff. By the Yard, they specifically do earth tones. They do a white as well, but they don't do the big bright colors because their position is that those big bright colors fade. Now, I will tell you, prior to me knowing about the By the Yard people, we have had Adirondacks from that manufacturer you're talking about in Indiana. And they're in the big, bright colors. And they sit out on a dock all summer long. And while I'm sure they have faded, it's hard to tell.
Okay, great.
Capiche? But let me tell you this. Go up to that By the Yard showroom in Vernon Hills. It's right by you. It's 15 minutes away. And go look at what their stuff is. It's fabulous.
And what about the little, all those little screws that you see in there?
They're all stainless steel. They're not going to go anywhere.
Excellent.
You are going to love it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sue. Appreciate you calling. It's 8:19 in the morning. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
I'm singing.
X-Max, this week, Chicago's Best is scrambling up the best plates to start your day. Chicago's Best Breakfast, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. No rain today. It's a beautiful weekend. Saturday to start the weekend. Absolutely beautiful day outside. Go out there and enjoy it. Spend time with family and friends. That's what I'm going to do. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Round Lake where Ken is hanging on. Hey, Ken, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a back step. I've got about a 37.5-inch landing when you step out the sliding door. And then there's one step, and then you're on the ground.
All right.
My wife is going to have her left hip replaced for the fourth time, and I need there to be a railing so she can get up and down those stairs safely.
Right.
I don't.
Are we not going to have the conversation? Are we not going to have the conversation of why she's getting her hip replaced four times?
It's a long, ugly story.
All right. Is she going to be okay this time, hopefully?
We think we found the right guy doing the right procedure. I believe so.
Fingers crossed for you, my friend. Okay.
Thank you.
You need a railing.
Yes.
And you need someone to do it.
I fake being handy pretty well. So if I can get some pieces that I can install, I've been looking at the step, as you can imagine, and there's, you know, pretty white concrete on it, but it looks like it's covering some ugly dark concrete underneath. So I'm not sure if there are blocks under there or if it's solid. I'm guessing it's blocks.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you can, a couple ways to do this. You can literally order this railing online if you give them the dimensions of the rise and the run. Okay.
Okay.
And they will ship you the railing all put together. And what you're going to do is they're going to give you a mounting plate that you're going to drill into the concrete. Typically, that mounting plate, what it is, it consists of a stainless steel square pad with four holes in it, right? And then it has a metal shaft that's welded to it. Typically, that's stainless. The metal shaft comes up like it's welded, coming up, you know, I don't know, 18, 20 inches. And then the finished rail slides over the top of it, and then you screw it on with set screws.
Okay.
So you have this nice solid thing, and you'll do that top and bottom, and then the rail portion will bolt in between. So if you fake this really well, you know, being handy, you know how to the rise and the run of a step and everything, right? I actually think that you can order this from the people at Fox Home Center in Alsip. Now, I know you're in Round Lake, which is not anywhere near Alsip, but it's the type of thing that you could maybe have a conversation with them and do the whole thing over the phone.
Okay.
Because they do a lot of rails and decking and fencing and stuff. And if you took a picture of this thing, they could probably do the whole thing for you and have it literally shipped right to your house.
Okay.
But the trick is you got to, when you anchor this thing into the concrete and into that step, you know, you've got to drill it carefully so you don't break anything and you use the right anchors. To me, you know, you can certainly use Tapcons and stuff and something like that, but for a rail, I would prefer you use lags and shields. You know what those are?
The little insert that you slip like in, I know what a lag is.
It's like a lead. Yeah, it's like a lead. It's not lead, but it's like a more malleable metal that you would pop into the hole that you pre-drill, and then you put a shield, you drop a lag bolt in there with a washer to mount everything down in there.
Okay.
You can absolutely, I mean, when you have all the pieces, if it's laid out correctly, this is a piece of cake to do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Very good.
Fox Home Center. I'm sorry?
What is the manufacturer of that?
Of the railing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right.
I don't have a name for you on a rail manufacturer. I mean, they'll be typically what they'll be, the rail itself will be aluminum. Like all that will be like a, you know, if you're looking for like a wrought iron look, they even have ones that if you wanted it to look more like a, you know, like a more modern, like a pipe rail. I mean, the other alternative in all this, Ken, is you could hire You know who would actually build this rail and install it for you is, oh God, you're up in Round Lake. You've got, what's the name of the, well, Mutual Steel in Highland Park at 41 and 22. They have a steel division in the back. They do rails. So they would do that installation. Okay. But there's another guy up by you, like in McHenry, and I can't think of the name of the steel shop. Adams, maybe? It'll come to me. But, I mean, if you want to hire somebody to do that, you could have them come out, do it all up, have them mount it, and be done. But you, if you're okay. somewhat handy, you'll save some money. Start with calling the guys at Fox Home Center.
Okay.
All right? Good luck, and good luck to your wife. I hope it all works out, my friend.
Thanks very much, Lou.
All right, take care. It is 8:28 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
He's proud to be an American. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I am. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here with you. Happy 4th of July weekend. Lindsay taking the weekend off. When you call in, say hi to Cassara, who's producing this morning. Bob Ferguson pushing all the buttons. Domitian News and Sam doing the sports for us this morning. Hope you're having a nice start to your weekend, and it's a safe one. All right, before we get back to your phone calls, I want to talk to you a little bit about heating and cooling and comfort, which is really the whole reason why we have these heating and cooling systems. Joining me on the phone line right now is Andy Armstrong. He's a vice president at Fujitsu General America, and he's also a 30-year HVAC veteran. Mr. Armstrong, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I'm great. Thank you so much. So 30 years in the business, you started, you're about 11, right, when you started in the business?
Exactly, yeah. It's Avant at a very young age in HVAC.
All right. I want to talk to you a little bit about these splitless or what they call ductless systems, which Fujitsu has been a leader in the manufacture of these products. So Fujitsu is a very large company. I know that they have their fingers in a lot of different things, but they really have been in the HVAC business for quite some time.
That is correct, Lou. We've been making heating air conditioning for 50 years and started way back when with basic window units and then broke into this ductless technology almost 50 years ago, and it has been a tremendous solution for homeowners since across the entire globe.
Now, the term ductless, when you say that to somebody, they just don't make the jump to, well, what do you mean it doesn't have any ductwork? What the heck is it? So if you can describe to our listeners what these units are and maybe some of the applications for them.
Sure, absolutely. The original start with ductless was really to replace window units. And window units, as you know, Lou, are loud and inconvenient and basically block your view.
Yeah, they don't look good. Yeah.
So what ductless technology did is that we can do this differently. We can put an outdoor unit, like a traditional ducted system outdoor unit, outside your house, and then we can just run thin copper tubing to the indoor unit and hang it on the wall and supply the cooling that way. And in that way, we got the BTUs right in the house where you needed them, made it nice and cool or warm in the case of a heat pump, and got you exactly what you needed where you needed it. Over the years, we've expanded on that a great deal and offer a lot more solutions than that wall hung unit. We can still do wall hung units, and that technology has come a long way, making it much quieter, much more efficient. But we also have floor-mounted units that can go right on the baseboard and are easy to install and give you the comfort that way. We have cassettes that fit into the ceiling and are flush-mounted, so you just see the grill on the ceiling. We also now have small ducted units. So the term ductless using a ducted unit seems like a contradiction.
Right.
But the advantage is you have very small duct, just supplying air to one or two rooms, and then you would just see your traditional vent. But you don't have all that massive ductwork running through your attic and your basement and up and down through the two stories of your house. So much more flexible and much better zoning, so you get the comfort where you need it. So
now these
a lot of different ways.
Go ahead.
See, a lot of different ways we can get you the heating and cooling where you need it in your home.
Right. These units are really, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but they're not necessarily, though they could do it, they're not designed to be the primary heating and cooling system for the average U.S. home. They're more of a supplemental system that can solve problems. I mean, would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, they've really evolved, Lou, and they certainly started out that way. You're correct in your initial assumption, and geographically, they're used a little differently. So in the Northeast and Northwest and even into Chicago area for a little bit, little part of the country, they have been applied to add cooling to homes that don't need a lot of it. So in the Northeast, where you're on the ocean and you have relatively cool days most of the time, you have a few hot days a year, you just put cooling in your master bedroom, and so you'd solve the problem. So they're very popular in the Northeast and Northwest.
Right.
Over the years, though, the technology has changed, and now we can offer up to 9 different heads on a single outdoor unit in a given Wow. home. So now we can really manage a whole home. That coupled with the ability to heat homes down to very low temperatures, we can easily replace the boiler or the furnace in your home and give you comfort zoned very carefully throughout the home and give you the comfort you need where you want it.
And no ductwork.
Exactly. No ductwork to clean, no ductwork to collect dust, and no ductwork, which one of the challenges with ductwork is if your ductwork is in your attic or in your basement, you're losing
right.
energy every time
right.
you pump air through it.
Okay. All right. So a couple quick questions, because I really do think that this the technology.
Good.
Do you listen to the Steve Cochran Show during the week?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You remind me of his producer a little bit, Mary.
Oh.
Yeah. This would drive her. This would drive her crazy, too.
Oh. yeah, it's just a little thing. It's just the little things that drive you crazy.
I know. Have a wonderful fourth.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you calling. A quick break, and then we'll get to news right after this.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. He's here till 10, taking your calls on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Happy 4th of July weekend, 9:10 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by wetandforget.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Domati, you were just reading your news or something sponsored by Cabela's, which I think Cabela's or somebody, I think they and the Bass Pro Shop people, they like it's owned by the same people. Are you familiar with that? Those companies, those two companies?
I'm not. Tell me more.
Well, they're like outdoor, you know, like for hunters and fishermen and that kind of stuff. So I was in, Sam, you know about Bass Pro Shop and those guys, right?
One of the biggest stores I've ever been in, the Bass Pro Shop.
I was in Memphis, Tennessee this week. We were filming some spots for House Smarts TV, which a totally different subject that I'll tell you in a second, which is pretty cool. There is a Bass Pro Shop in Memphis, Tennessee that looks like a pyramid, like a giant pyramid, and it's chrome. Have either of you guys been to Vegas? What's the big?
The Luxor.
Yeah.
That was way too quick for me to respond that, wasn't it?
Sam, anything you want to let us know?
Sorry.
The Luxor, yeah. Right next to the Bellagio or whatever. I don't know, Vegas. But anyway.
I think it's next to Mandalay Bay, but I mean,
we're driving. Is that right? You may be right, actually. You're like, yeah, I am right. So we're driving into Memphis after we got off the airport, and all of a sudden I'm like, what in the heck is that? And evidently it's the biggest Bass Pro Shop ever. It's a giant pyramid in the middle of Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it.
That's got to be the highest
Bass Pro Shop. Yeah, I don't know.
It's got to be.
But this is kind of cool. So we shot this story in Memphis, Tennessee. We did this story on a community in Memphis, a suburb of Memphis named Orange Mound, Tennessee. Have you ever heard of Orange Mound, Tennessee?
I have not. And it sounds dangerous to trek there for no specific reason.
No. It's fair. Well, I mean, okay. So here's the story. Orange Mound, Tennessee is a neighborhood that was the very first. So I'll give you the backstory. We did this story for House Smarts. After the Civil War and emancipation, Orange Mound was the first community that was built, settled, and essentially created by free, by emancipated slaves and by free African Americans. What happened was, is after the Civil War, there was this plantation owner who had this plantation called the Orange Mound Plantation. And I forget the name, the guy's name. You'll have to watch House Smarts for it. But anyway, when this guy died, he, in his will, and this is a direct quote, in his will, he said, my land can never be sold to Negroes. That was the quote. Mm. And so, you know, and mind you, this is a tragic, dark time in the history of this country, which is just amazing to me. And anyway, what happened was when this guy died and his wife was, you know, trying to hang on to the plantation, and every, you know, these plantation owners, obviously, you know, now they no longer had slaves. And so their wealth and their worth was like diminishing like crazy because they didn't have all the free help. This real estate developer, this other guy, this other white guy, buys the property from the guy and immediately turns around and sells it to the emancipated slaves and the free African Americans.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And so he sells them the land, and at the time, he created all these different plots of land that were like, I forget the actual dimensions, but it was like 120 feet long by 60 feet wide or something, all these things, for $40. Now, mind you, this is the 1800s, right? And basically, what the buyers had to come up with was $10 down and 50 cents a week. And so they started building, not unlike an Amish community, these what they call shotgun houses. They were these long, narrow homes that had three rooms right in a row, kind of like the barrel of a shotgun. But they built these beautiful homes. And we went and we and this Orange Mound community, Domati and Sam, is they have families that have been there 7, 8, and 10 generations. So this is evidently in Memphis. This is not uncommon where people have lived in Memphis for generations. But this Orange Mound community has been one, and it is, a you know, still today a predominantly African-American community. But we got a chance to meet and talk with a bunch of these, what you would call the elders of the community. We were at this Baptist church that just celebrated its 137th anniversary in Orange Mound, Tennessee. They were the nicest, most... some of the most proudest people about their community that I'd ever met, you know, in that sense of neighborhood. Now, it had all its problems, you know, during the 80s and 90s. It was a neighborhood that was ravaged by drugs and crack cocaine epidemic and stuff. But these people that we met, lovely. Oh, my gosh. I could have spent a week with these people. They were just wonderful to be around. They will not let this community die. They're just constantly fighting back. And it's a really interesting story. So
tell us again where we can catch this segment.
I will tell you when it comes up. We're still editing it away. And then also there's a link to, there's a documentary done about this Orange Mound, Tennessee, that I highly recommend people watch because it's a really interesting story about a community and the dedication of people in it, which really means a lot to most communities, right? Is that people just have to be invested in it and not let it die. So it's really cool.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. I've never heard that story. It's funny because what I said about not visiting Orange Mound would have been true hundreds of years ago, but I want to visit.
I know. I know. It was so cool. And you can go to the Bass Pro Shop that looks like a pyramid on your way there.
Did they take care of you food-wise? What did they have up for you?
Oh my God!
Good barbecue.
You know the cooking in Memphis, Tennessee.
So here's the thing. So we land, and we have a producer with us. So I'm meeting our crew from New York, and the producer's from New York, and our friend Margo, who's the producer, lovely woman, goes, "Oh, I found us. I googled the place. We're gonna go to this sandwich shop." And we pull into the sandwich shop as we're driving down, and as we're driving, I see this barbecue place that we drive by, and we're going to the sandwich shop that's in like an art studio. Okay? It's like, whatever, Mabel's Sandwich Shop. But it's literally an art studio and lamp store. And I turned to my photographer and our audio guy that's there, and we look at each other, and I said to our producer, I go, we are not going here. Turn around, we're going to this place. Turns out we go to one of the best, without even knowing it, we end up one of the best barbecue joints in Memphis called Central Barbecue.
I've been there. That place is awesome.
Oh, my God. Sam, you're then you know. And it was one of those places where people line up. Yeah, what do you want? You know, you want some sweet tea? And people are just lined up, and they're coming and going, and you just felt the vibe right away.
Oh,
it was so good. So good. You know what we had the next day for lunch? Central Barbecue. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Let's go back to your phone lines right now. I think we got Jerry, who's from Addison, has been hanging on for a while. Hi, Jerry. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Got a couple of roofing questions for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking to go from a cedar shake to a conventional high-definition fiberglass shingle roof.
Okay.
I've got Copper Valleys right now, which I was planning on keeping. I was also planning on putting ice and water shield over the ridges. But I'm looking at the literature for both GAF and this other company. They've got this synthetic type of underlayment, like Pro Armor and also Tiger Pole. And I'm wondering whether that is worth the money to go to that instead of a conventional 30-pound felt.
Okay, well, a couple things. You talked about putting ice and water shield over the ridge. What do you have on the ridge now?
Well, nothing. I mean, right now it's just whatever felts, and then, of course, I've got the ridge caps that, with a cedar shake system. But
what are you going to do to vent the new roof?
Well, put a regular vent, a vented...
like mushroom vents?
Well, I've got mushroom vents. I also got an exhaust fan up there on the roof.
Okay. All right, a couple things. So the felt, ultimately, the felt is there as a barrier when you're putting the roof on, okay? And if there was ever a slight leak to help manage the water a little bit, but it in theory, you could put a roof on the plywood without any felt whatsoever or any kind of backing board. I don't recommend it, but in theory, you could do that. Is there advantage going over spending more than 15-pound felt? In my opinion, no. The one thing I will tell you is with those Copper Valleys that you have now, the biggest thing when you go and you want to keep those, and I get it, it looks nice, they got to be very careful when they're doing the tear-off on this because it's difficult to maintain the integrity of that valley during the tear-off procedure. So you need to – have you already gotten bids from roofers?
No, I'm just looking at the product right now, trying to decide what I want to go with.
Right. What I will tell you is you need to have conversation with the roofing contractors to find out what they say about maintaining the structural integrity of those Copper Valleys during the tear-off. They may tell you, this is the thing, they may not guarantee the roof if they don't replace those valleys.
Okay?
If I was a roofing contractor and I was coming to your house... And here's the other thing, too, for you as the homeowner. All of a sudden, you get a leak, okay? And you come back, and it's a leak in the valley. And they say, hey, Jerry, remember those – I told you I wasn't going to – the leak is because that valley is leaking, and I didn't put that in. And so now, for me to fix it, I'm charging you for this. So long term, it might not be the best use of your money. Not saying you can't keep them – but maybe you do them new. That way it's all part of the new process, okay? Now, if you're looking, you're coming off of a cedar shingle, I know what it is you want. You want something with more of a profile because you've got this nice, rich, raised roof, and everything else you look at is too flat, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at the ultra-high definition by Timberline as being one of the products that I'm considering.
One other one I want you to look at, CertainTeed. Makes a product called Presidential TL.
Okay.
All right. It's the most expensive asphalt fiberglass-based shingle you're going to buy, but it has high definition, and I believe it has a 75-year warranty.
I'm not going to be around that long.
I know. It's a very nice-looking roof. It costs a little more to put on because it's such a thick roof, but it's really good stuff.
And what do you think about the synthetic felt underneath there?
Just use regular felt.
Use regular felt?
Save your money. You're going to need more money to put this more expensive roofing material, unless they require it. In other words, if they say to you, Jerry, in order for me to put this roof on, I have to, for the warranty, I have to put this on, then don't do it, okay?
Okay, and would you still recommend putting the ice and water shield over the ridges?
No. Because I don't necessarily, I think ultimately you're going to want a ridge vent too, just so it looks good.
Okay.
So I would let the roofing contractor, decide what you want to do. Do me a favor. You've been hanging on a long time. Hold on a second. I'm going to have Casera get your number. I'm going to send you a certificate to get 3 rooms of carpet cleaning from our friends at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They are a terrific company, and it's worth $139 value.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with America's own Lou Manfredini right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:37 in the morning. This is normally when we do our Just Text Me segment. We have so many phone calls. I just want to get to your calls today. If we did do our Just Text Me segment, it would have been sponsored by our friends at ComEd. And by the way, a little happy birthday shout out today to one Sydney Althea Smithwick. That would be Lindsay's daughter.
Yay!
Who's turning 2 today. But her parents are going to the Zac Brown Band concert tonight.
Yeah, they abandoned her. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. We love you. You won't remember. It's okay. So, anyway, happy birthday. She is a beauty. Both those Smithwick girls are gorgeous and lovely. And happy birthday to Sydney. So that's great. That's great. Yeah, Lindsay, I'm very proud of her. Normally, she'd be texting me incessantly, taking her day off, and she's left the whole thing alone. She's having a great time, so I'm happy for her. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to your phone lines right now and talk to people there. I've got Jay, who is calling in from Wakanda. Hey, Jay, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a question regarding my concrete driveway. It's spaces for 4 vehicles, and I see that there's a lot of small divots throughout the concrete driveway, approximately like a half an inch deep. Mm-hmm. Rather than replace the whole thing, I went to so many different hardware stores, and there's so many products out there. Is there a self-leveling product that can I can place on top of it to that can last the winters here in Chicago?
If you would have asked me that question a year ago, I would have said no. But now I've got one that you absolutely have to try. They were a short-time sponsor on the show, a small little company. They make a product called Tintcrete. Okay? Tintcrete. And it comes in different sizes, available sizes, like a 1-pound, a 10-pound. You're going to need the 5-gallon bucket to do a whole driveway. But if you go to their website, which I believe is tintcrete.com, so there are some like hardware stores that carry it. Ours do, but not in the larger containers. They make both a mixture for what they call old concrete and new concrete from a coloration standpoint. So basically what you're going to do, Jay, is you're going to clean up that driveway. You're going to first patch those little divots with the Tintcrete to get it nice and smooth. And then once that hardens, you're going to put the whole thing over the top of the whole drive to finish it off. Now, when I met these guys and they talked to me about this product, this is a commercial-based product that they've been selling and using in warehouses forever. And they showed me a giant patch that they did outside of their facility that they run a forklift on all the time, and it's been there for 8 years. And they live, you know, the factory where they make it is here in the Chicagoland market. So it's held up, and it's impressive. So check out their website, tintcrete.com, and then you may be able to order directly from them.
Are there different variations of Tintcrete, or is there just the one product that they make?
It's just that one product that they make that you can buy. But they have different colorations.
Okay. And it's right. I just want to make sure I can, put an SUV on it during winter times and put salt on it. It won't, chip away. Do you know if the Tintcrete also has to be sealed on top of it as well, or no?
It does not.
It does not, okay.
It does not, no. If you call them, they'll give you all the details on it. I mean, the fact that they're running a forklift over the top of this thing, your SUV is not a big deal if you do it the right way. I mean, I will tell you this, okay? It's whenever you're putting a top coat on anything, our weather here is the worst on any of this stuff, okay?
Right.
I don't want you to go, as good as this product is, I don't want you going into this thing thinking, wow, this is the greatest thing ever and blah, blah, blah. You may have a little popping here and there, and you may have to touch it up down the line. But it's going to look a heck of a lot better than what you have right now.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. I appreciate it, and have a nice weekend. Let's talk to Katie, who is in Carthage. Hey, Katie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about our bathroom. It's a smaller bathroom with a tub-shower combo, and it does have a vent fan. We've lived there about 3 years, and we've painted over the ceiling once with mildew-resistant paint, but we keep getting, it almost looks like the little black specks, it looks like there's gnats up there, but I know it's not gnats, but that's just the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, and I think it's mildew. Is that what it sounds like?
Could be mildew or mold.
Okay. So I guess I'm not sure what the next step is because we've already painted over it. And you can kind of see the moisture on the ceiling even with the fan on.
So you, when you're in the shower, after you shower, you see like some buildup of moisture up there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Where are you? Are you in Where are you?
Yes. It's. Do you know where Western Illinois University is?
I do. Near Macomb?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Yes. I want you to buy a cleaner called, it's by Healthful Home, and it is okay. A mold cleaner. It's a spray.
Is it at Ace?
Might be. It's at participating Ace stores. If they don't have it there at your Ace, they should be able to order it for you. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to spray this on the ceiling. I want you to let it sit there for... I want you to spray the ceiling, and I want you to let it dry.
Okay.
Then you're going to wipe it away, and all the black stuff should be gone. And then you're going to spray it again and let that dry. There's residual value in this stuff that will keep the mildew and mold from coming back. Now, that exhaust fan that you have, we're certain that it works?
Not 100%.
meaning that you hear the fan running, but is it in fact vented outside? So here's the things that I want you to check. First of all, when you go in there and do all this spraying, I want you to turn the fan on, and I want you to take a piece of toilet paper, two or three sheets of toilet paper, and hold it up next to the fan. It should have enough force that it sucks the toilet paper and holds it in place. So that's step number one. So now that we know the fan is working and it's sucking, I want you to figure out where it's blowing out. Okay?
Okay.
We want to make sure that there's a vent somewhere outside that's taking all that moist air and heading outside with it.
Okay.
And then religiously, when you go to take a shower, I'd like you to take a shower and turn the fan on. And then when you're done, have it run at least 10 minutes, 15 minutes after you're showering to get all the moisture out of there.
Okay.
Okay.
What was that product called again?
Healthful Home. Mildew and Mold Cleaner. It's by Healthful Home. The same people that make a product called Fog U Mold. You could use that as a cleaner, but they have a spray bottle that would be easier for you to use. Mm-hmm. Okay? And at your local Ace, if they don't have it, say, hey, could you check your warehouse for this Healthful Home product?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 9:46 in the morning. The Gilkey Window Company and I are teaming up to get the word out about making an informed decision when replacing your home's windows and doors. Gilkey manufactures high-quality, extremely energy-efficient vinyl and fiberglass windows in an endless variety of styles and colors. Forget about the traditional replacement window look. Gilkey has a window design option that will maximize the glass space, allowing more natural light into your home while improving aesthetics, the appeal, and the energy efficiency. Back all that up with installation and the department that guarantees their workmanship for as long as you own your home. Gilkey's all about great products installed by craftsmen who really do take pride in their work. So if your home needs new windows, do yourself a favor and call Gilkey at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-GILKEY. Call Gilkey now and find out what I already know. You're going to love your Gilkey windows. Hi. Welcome back. 9:49 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. Marge is in Park Ridge. Hi, Marge. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's nice to talk to you.
You too.
What's going on? I heard all about your informative vacation, and it sounds like a nice educational place I'd like to go.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah. Well, the lady before me has a similar problem. Actually, my daughter has this. The fan in her bathroom doesn't seem to be working as it should.
Okay.
She has a little jalousy window inside those brick windows.
Block windows, like
block
a glass
window.
Block?
Yes, yep. Yes. And she's getting mold on her ceiling because obviously it's not taking out all the moisture, and she doesn't know what to do with this, and it's starting to not have a very nice aroma. Okay. So I'm thinking maybe what you recommended to this previous caller is what she might need.
Yeah, now, let me ask you this. You said the exhaust fan. Is the exhaust fan in the glass block wall?
No, it's in the ceiling.
Oh, it's in the ceiling. Okay.
Outside of the shower tub area.
Got it. So the spraying of that Healthful Home product will help to kill the mildew and or mold.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, you're going to spray it, let it dry, wipe it away, spray it again. That's going to help. But getting rid of that moisture is key. And using a paint that has some type of mildicide in it, if she wants to repaint, is very important as well. Now, Benjamin Moore makes a product called Bath and Spa, which is a really good paint that's designed specifically for, bathrooms and spas. And I've used it a couple times and have been really pleased with the performance on it. But a good bath fan is really critical as well. And you got to move enough air, okay?
Right, right.
So, like, you know, the name in bath fans is Brone Newtone, a company out of Wisconsin that makes really good fans. But you want something that moves at least 120 CFMs, which is cubic feet per minute for the average size bathroom. So the more CFMs, the bigger that number, the more air it moves to pull out of there. And a lot of times, you know, even Brone, they make small little fans that move 50 CFMs, and those things are like, you know, it sounds like a 747 taken off from your house when it's running.
Yeah, well, that sounds like me because I'm near a field.
Well, there, you don't need any help with the sound effects.
No.
But so that can certainly make a huge difference as well, and you need to make sure that the fan is, in fact, just because it's spinning doesn't necessarily mean it's sucking. And that's where that whole trick with the toilet paper comes in, to find out if, in fact, it's drawing the air out. And then once, even if it's drawing, we want to make sure that it's vented outside to be able to evacuate all that moist air. And then ultimately, you want to make sure that you're running that fan for a period of time even after you take showers.
Yeah.
So have her find that Healthful Home cleaner.
Okay.
And spray it, let it dry, and then wipe it away, and then spray it again. So you've got the residual value of that product. And if that cleans up and it looks fine, then you don't need to repaint. But if it doesn't, you know, if it's like, wow, it still doesn't look good, then we're going to sand it all down, get a nice base so you can put a new coat of paint on there, get the fan fixed, and it should be good to go.
Okay, well, I'll have her call her Mr. Fix-It Man, who is her father.
Even better.
He can do most anything. He's just not home right now.
Got it.
That's you great. Have a nice 4th of July with your family.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you calling.
So long, farewell, all readers say adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you adieu, and you and you.
Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Domati, for doing the news, and Sam on the sports, and Cassara for filling in for Lindsay. Did a fine job. Marilyn is in Hanover Park. Hi, Marilyn.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a problem with my humidifier. It's a Honeywell, and when it runs during the winter, I get mold smell, like a musty old basement throughout my whole house.
Delicious.
Had the filter changed several times. It doesn't seem to work. I've had my water checked. My water's fine. I don't know what else to do with it, and I stopped using it because I can't take the smell.
Hmm. And has anybody, you run air conditioning in that home?
I do.
Okay, and you have no odor when the AC is running?
No, not a bit.
And when your HVAC people come over and they take it all apart and they look at it, they say, oh, Marilyn, it looks fine.
Yep. And I really don't know what to do with it because I can't take the smell. I mean, it smells like my grandmother's old musty basement.
We all know what that smells like, too. And we've never been to your grandmother's house. Okay, you're on city water, correct?
Right.
Well, this does not make sense, my dear. Okay. There's got to be something going on here that's causing that to happen. Here's what I want you to try. The next time, so the filter, as far as you know, is not, well, you had it just changed, or you just don't use it anymore?
Well, I just don't use it anymore. I did have it changed. And then it started to smell again. So I called my AC guy back and I said, you got to come and change this filter. Mm-hmm. And he said, if I come back here again, I'm going to charge you a heck of a lot of money.
Right.
And he said, there's nothing wrong with it. And I said, it smells. I can smell it.
Mm-hmm. So, I wonder if it's, I just, now let me ask you this. When you smell, one other thing that I want to ask you, when you smell this, is it all over the house or one specific area?
All over the house.
I wonder if you need to get your ducts cleaned.
Well, the house was built in 2005, and I've never had the ducts cleaned. I moved in. It was a brand new place. But why would – but then
when you add – so here's the thing. If you add the moisture to it when this humidifier is going and that ductwork is dirty and it's absorbing that moisture, you could be getting some mildew and mold smell inside there.
But why wouldn't you – I guess you wouldn't get it then with the heat. It would just be from the moisture.
Correct. And so it's reacting with the – I mean, if you've got – I mean, you know, a humidifier is a very simple piece of equipment. There's a water line and a filter. That's it. And there's no – you know, and when your HVAC person comes and takes it apart, you know, it's very basic. You can see it. And so if there's no evidence there of any damage, then the only thing it can be is when you add moisture to the system, it's getting into the ductwork, and that's where the smell's coming from. So you need to get those ductwork cleaned. That would be my next logical step. It's not your humidifier. And so I would call around in your area. You're in Hanover Park. You know, our one of our sponsors, Dykstra Home Services, they offer duct cleaning. They do a really nice job. DykstraHomeServices.com is their website. So you could call them and get a price to come out and clean it all. and I bet that's going to solve your problem. Thank you so much for your phone call. That tone you heard minutes 10 o'clock. We've got a couple of ladies sitting in for John Williams today. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou.
Oh, hey.
Oh, that voice. Hey. Hi, Andrea.
I just found out. I don't know where I've been, like in a rut. You know, Patrick Sharp is coming back. Allegedly. Sorry, Sam. Can I say
that,
Sam?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, do we need to get you a fan to cool you off down there?
He's sweating.
Whoa.
Welcome to work.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow.
Well, I was at TV yesterday. I'm usually dialed in. I'm listening to Lou. I just, geez, man, I got to
Right. Got to wake up, girl.
I just thought it was a pipe dream.
Yeah.
It's really happening.
Well, here's the hardest working lady. Now, who's this other voice I hear?
This is Jane Manzouras.
Oh, I love Jane Manzouras.
Hi.
You're the best. You're the best thing that happens when Pete McMurray's on the air.
Why, yeah. Thank you so much. I'll be sure to tell him.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
I text him and tell him that all the time.
Jane's all over, too. She was hosting Living Healthy yesterday, and I was learning the three tips of when you're in an office. Look out the window, stand up and stretch. And what was the third?
Take a break from your computer.
There you go.
Stretch. Right. I don't know.
I want to get, you know, my son, our oldest son works in banking and he sits at a desk all day. And he's a very physically fit young man. And I'm like, how come they don't get you those things that you know, those things you put on the desk and you stand up?
Oh, those are fantastic. I think those are going to be, you're going to see a lot more of those in the workplace.
I see it all the time. Yeah. I mentioned I was in Memphis at the place I was at yesterday. They had a couple of them and I was talking to this young lady who was like, oh, it's great. She goes, yeah. Actually, her Apple Watch tells her to stand up and she stands up and then she works for an hour standing up and she goes,
fantastic.
It's great.
That is cool. You know, Dr. Lauren Stryker, who's a guest on the program quite often, Lou, she has a treadmill desk.
Yes. You walk at a very slow pace, like 1 mile an hour, but you're moving.
Right.
Imagine how many steps you get doing that all day.
I know, right?
That's fantastic. So cool.
Jane's going to make me move in about 5 minutes.
We're going to stand up.
You know what I have coming up in my future? Because I said, you know, I'm away. I'm actually up in Wisconsin. I'm going to have one of these things. It's called a, let's see, what's it called? It's called a floating chair.
Ooh.
And you put it in the water,
oh.
And you sit in it. And then while you sit in it, you hold a beer in your hand.
Wait a minute.
Oh, one of those
plan,
floating
my
chairs.
My plan is to start. Is it noon somewhere yet?
Right.
Yeah. That'll be my plan.
Yes. How smart's 2.0? 3.0.
That's
level.
Very smart right there.
Have a great show, ladies. Happy 4th weekend.
Thank you, Lou. We love you. It's the great Lou Manfredini. It's Jane and Andrea. We're in for King John until noon today.